You can repair anything with duct tape. Kitchen chairs and ceiling leaks with duct tape. Seems your tire is getting low. You can seal it. Stick your cell phone to your chest so no one steals it.
Duct tape.
To your chest? Oh my gosh.
Duct tape.
Sounds like a hair removal system.
Everybody's got a duct tape story, that's for sure. Listen, we'd like to congratulate Shane and Phil and Ken participating in the Rosie on the House Jeopardy show today, as they called in today. We'll be sending them their winnings, which you actually put together some nice little packages. That Grillbot thing is like turning into like one of the favorite gifts everybody gets.
Well, you know what? The cool thing about it, it's chargeable, and it comes with brass brushes. But if you have certain surfaces, you would maybe upgrade to stainless. And then you take those little brushes off real easy, and they go in the dishwasher. So it's just so maintenance-free. And you can choose 10, 20, or 30-minute cycles to put that on. And to go along with your grilling, we have some Louisiana Gold red and green pepper sauces. We have the Savory Fine Foods saltine cracker seasonings. We have Louisiana wing sauce and Cajun injector. So that's first prize is kind of fun. And then second place is the Thorn Armor Gloves by Hex Armor. They are rubberized on the bottom, and they're vented on the back, and they are washable. So that's really
And
cool.
They really are thorn-proof. I've attacked a Texas ebony tree with them. You've attacked how many pounds of prickly pear fruit have we gone through this season?
We've at least 20 gallon, but you know.
Yeah.
Gallons and those big buckets.
So. And it actually sped the whole process up because you were able to go through 10 gallons of prickly pear in a tenth the time that we used to go through it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, and then we have Bonide products for prize three, including tree and shrub insect control. You put that in the liquid in the watering system, and it goes up through the tree. So it really kills the bugs inside and out of the tree.
Systemic. Now, you would do that on shade trees or shrubs. You would not do that on edibles.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that. And then the cleanup weed and grass killer, ready to use. And then the repels all animal repellent, which I have to say really works very well to keep the little bunnies and things out of the yard and then therefore keep the dogs from digging. So that's worked really nice in our yard.
It really has.
And that's a Made in USA product, and it's available at Summerwind's Nurseries in Phoenix, Viola's Flowers in Viola's Flower Garden in Flagstaff, and Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson.
So we'll play the Jeopardy game about every month, and we'll just go back and look through the material that we've covered each and every Saturday here at Rosie on the House. And we try and be as educational as we can. We try and protect you, the Arizona homeowner, from any current scabs or advertising misleading gimmicks that just don't work. We've certainly done our share in saving folks a whole bunch of money in that regard. And what we would ask, people always ask, how can they thank us? And you know what? We're big supporters of Habitat for Humanity here in Arizona. And if you saved money by dealing with one of the contractors or the information we're dispensing here at Rosie on the House, just take 10% of what you saved. If we saved you $100, take $10 and send it to your local Habitat for Humanity chapter. And That would be thank you enough. Well, today is the 6th National Clean Out Your Garage Day. So if your favorite football team is on, go ahead and roll the big screen TV out in the garage. And while you're watching the game, let's go about cleaning and organizing the garage. Over 25% of all Americans cannot even park their car in the garage. And we use our garage as really as an overflow room. I mean, when the church youth groups come over, it's just kind of like the overflow room. It's Carol's dance hall recital. It was Romy's when he was on the wrestling team. They'd bring the team over and throw the wrestling mats down on the floor, and then they'd set up the poker tables.
It's a cool place for the dogs. It's a busy room.
It was always a most underutilized room in the house. We've always felt that way. We have a big evap cooler on our garage. Our dogs love living in there in the evening, and it makes for a perfect environment for me to get out there, park, back the cars out, and use the garage for my little duffing afternoon do-it-yourself repair hobby shop.
Your weekend bathroom remodels.
Yeah, bathroom, weekend bathroom.
Weekend after weekend after weekend.
Hey, it was an easy.
What does a bathroom remodel have to do with are you doing a bathroom remodel in your garage? Are you adding one?
Well, that's where I built the custom, totally, completely custom medicine cabinets that just can't be slammed together. Thank you very much. Takes a little time to do that.
It would have been all right if that magazine hadn't come yesterday.
That magazine burned me bad. So Romy's been broadcasting all morning long from Warner's Landscape and Nursery Center up in Flagstaff. Romy, we appreciate you joining us. I know you've got a big weekend with the kids' rodeos over in Williams. Tell all the girls good luck from Jennifer and I.
Yes, sir. Grandpa T. Pear and Grandma Jenny.
That's right. Tell them to ride hard and ride proud. Have a great weekend. You drive safe.
Yes, sir.
That's just the way they sound, too. Folks, we appreciate y'all joining us here at Rosie on the House, and we hope if any way we've encouraged you or entertained you or educated you, Shane, Phil, and Ken will be getting in touch with you and sending you your prizes for participating in the Rosie Jeopardy game. But if you've been blessed in any way right here at the Rosie on the House show this particular Saturday, we would hope you would all do us one little bitty favor and find somebody in your life that needs to be encouraged and uplifted. And do it. Pay it forward. It'll make this place a beautiful, beautiful place. God bless y'all. Have a great week. We'll be back next Saturday morning.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.